إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ما بعد. I welcome all of you. We continue tonight reading from Al-Mulakhas Al-Fiqhi of our noble Shaykh Al-Allama Dr. Salih bin Fawzan Al-Fawzan حفظه الله تعالى ومتعه بالصحة والعافية وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات آمين. باب في بيان الربا وحكمه. A very important chapter about riba, usury, and its ruling in Islam. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان هذا الموضوع من أخطر المواضيع وهو موضوع الربا الذي أجمعت الشرائع على تحريمه وتوعد الله المتعامل به بأشد الوعيد. The Shaykh, he mentioned, he began by saying, verily, the issue of riba, usury, interest, and all that, is one of the most serious matters. One of the most serious matters that should be dealt with. And a Muslim should know of. Because all of the sharia, all the legislation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated, all have prohibited dealing with it, or in it, in riba. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns those dealing in it with the severe threat. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في سورة البقرة in verse 275 الذين يأكلون الربا لا يقومون إلا كما يقوم الذي يتخبطه الشيطان من المس. Those who consume riba, interest, cannot stand on the day of resurrection except as one stands who is being beaten by Satan into insanity. So pay attention, ya akhwan. This is a very dangerous matter here, which is riba, and it is widespread amongst the people. As for us Muslims, it is not just about this life, it's about the hereafter. And the Muslim abide by the ruling of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what He legislated. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us, we believe that Allah commands us only with that which is good for us. And anything that Allah has made forbidden upon us, we believe also because it's not good for us. Riba is forbidden, it's haram. So we should stay away from it. And we should advise those who they may be afflicted with it. Because some people they may not know its rulings. So we break it down for them and we warn them against this great danger. فأخبر سبحانه أن الذين يتعاملون بالربا لا يقومون أي من قبورهم عند البعث إلا كما يقوم الذي يتخبطه الشيطان من المس أي إلا كما يقوم المصروع حال صرعه وذلك لتضخم بطونهم بسبب أكلهم الربا في الدنيا. In this verse 275 in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees for the person who deals in riba and accepts its interest that he or she cannot stand from his grave on the day of judgment, the day of resurrection, because everybody will be resurrected. This is the aqidah of the Muslim. This is the belief and the creed of the Muslim, that anybody who dies, they will be resurrected. The human being will be resurrected. But those who they used to consume riba, interest and the like, and usury, (clears throat) they will, they cannot stand from his grave except as one stands who is being beaten by Satan to insanity. He said this means that the usurer, the one who consumes usury, only stands from his grave like the epileptic when being at the time of paroxysm of epilepsy. So this is because the usurer used to accept interest on his money. In his life, and thereby his abdomen became bulky with it. Those who they used to eat the riba, which is haram. كما توعد الله سبحانه الذي يعود إلى أكل الربا بعد معرفة تحريمه بأنه من أصحاب النار الخالدين فيها. قال تعالى ومن عاد فأولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. الشيخ صالح الفوزان he continued mentioning about the riba and how dangerous it is. He says furthermore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala threatens the one who returns to dealing in riba after knowing that Allah has prohibited it. Now, a person who is dealing with riba, but now he knows. Maybe he heard in the khutbah, it was a Jumu'ah sermon on riba that is haram. Because Ahl al-Awam, the Awam amongst the people, the laymen, they just follow. They just follow each others. When someone has money, for example, 100,000 or more or less, or $1 million, for instance, instead to invest it in business trades according to what's lawful, they want to choose, as they thought, the easiest way to make money, just put it in a bank and collect interest. And the laymen, they encourage one another, why you want to go to the market and risk to lose money, or gotta get up early in the morning, and this and that, just keep put it in the bank. And they're going to give you a fixed rate. You know what you're getting every month. And you're going to stay home. But they should know that this is haram. They can't do that. Not only that they eat in haram, but also they help in the bank, that bank, to stay in that business, which is haram. So anyway, if somebody was dealing with riba, and they know the ruling, whether, like I say, they've been advised, or they hear it, inshallah, on a Jumu'ah sermon, and a class, and the like, and they return to it. The Shaykh, he says, Allah threatens the one who returns to dealing in riba, after knowing that Allah has prohibited it, that he will be one of the inhabitants of the fire, wherein he will abide eternally, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but whoever returns, meaning to dealing in interest or usury, those are the companions of the fire, they will abide eternally therein, wal'iyad billah. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 275. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قال الشيخ كما أخبر الله سبحانه وتعالى أنه يمحق بركة الربا يمحق البركة. قال تعالى يمحق الله الربا سورة البقرة أي يمحق بركة المال الذي خالطه الربا فمهما كثرت أموال المرابي وتضخمت فهي ممحوقة البركة لا خير فيها وإنما هي وبال على صاحبها تعب في الدنيا تعب في الدنيا وعذاب في الآخرة ولا يستفيد منها نسأل الله السلامة والعافية. And then the Shaykh mentioned ayah 276 in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah destroys interest and gives increase for charities. يمحق الله الربا ويربي الصدقات أي يضاعف الصدقات. The Shaykh Salih Al-Fawzani says, Hafidhahullah, this verse means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipes out the blessing of money that is mingled or mixed with the interest gained from dealing in riba. Despite the fact that the usurer may become richer and richer, Allah will wipe off the blessing of his money and there will be no good in it. No good. Ah, a lot of money, but no good. Rather, this money will result in bad consequences upon its owner, upon himself, upon his children, upon a lot of things. He will be weary in this life, punished in the hereafter. And it will be, meaning that money that he gathered from means that are haram and forbidden, will be of no benefit for him. يوم القيامة no benefit. يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. As Allah tells us, the day when no wealth, no children will be of any benefit, except the one who brought a clean heart. ثم قال الشيخ حفظه الله. So in this, يا أخوان, it is important. SubhanAllah, that's why knowledge is, SubhanAllah, it's a ni'mah from Allah. To be able to seek knowledge and to attend the classes of knowledge and learn, that's a ni'mah, it's a great favor from Allah. Because he will learn. So if you see someone dealing with riba, even he has a lot of money, lives in a bigger house, and drive nice cars, man, they got nothing. So you don't be like, oh man, I wish I'd be like him. No, you feel bad for them. Right now, because you know they're in big trouble with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's better to spend your life broke, meaning you tried and you work sometimes and other times, whatever, for whatever reason, as long as you don't be lazy, you make efforts and you make enough money to survive. You're paying rent and you sometimes you have a car, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you don't have gas for it. And struggling with the bills, but you're upon Tawheed and Aqeedah. You obey Allah. You're much, much better than that person who everybody wants to be like him. Because for what a parent, oh, he has a lot of money and is this and that. But if that person is making money from these ways, usury, riba, that's a big problem. And most definitely you don't want to be like him. Because you're already better than him. Why do you want to be like him? Usually people, they want to be like who? The one that's better than them. How are you going to be with someone who's worse than you? You see how it is? Doesn't add up. I want to be like him. Well, he's worse. Usually you're going to be like someone who's better than you. In good, not in evil. Right now. So now we open a window. Now you find some of the youth, they want to be like those ball players. Some words, they want to be like the singers. Why you want to be like them? Why they want to be like them? They singers, sinners. They upon kufr and shirk. They're not even Muslims. And you want to be like them? Why? Because he's famous. That's the fame? That's what makes a person better? Because he's famous? Well, he has money. Where he making that money from? Halal or haram? That career he chose for himself, or she chose for herself, getting him closer to Allah and Jannah, or further away. They're not better than you. But just because you see their names on all our place, on the pictures, on buses, and on wherever you go, no, they're not better. You're better than them. Because you're Muslim. They're not. You're upon Tawheed, they're upon Shirk. You thank Allah, they thank a human being. If they thank a human being, some of them are atheists. They say there is no God. There's no such thing. He just made Mother Nature. So how can someone who's upon Shirk be better than someone who's Tawheed? Unless if that person who's upon Tawheed has no clue what Tawheed is. They're just Muslims and like that. They don't know the importance of Tawheed, the importance of Sunnah and Islam. No, so when you look at those ball players and those singers, yes, it's a fitna these days. They're famous, they have a lot of money, contract for $20 million a year. For doing what? Just spitting? Like baseball players. They get paid for spitting, man. Yes, that's bad. And they said, no, he want to be like him. We want to be like him. This man, he don't worship Allah. He don't remember Allah. He don't thank Allah for his favors. he's not on the path so of Jannah. So we shouldn't be materialistic. You should be realistic. I know, not just look at material things. Because even them, those guys, they're not, when they die, they're going to take their millions with them? And even if they take their millions with them, is he going to help them in Day of Judgment when they stand in front of Allah? Huh? If they find out, okay, he take with him all his billions, and then when he find himself in no Jannah, he's going to hellfire, he's like, okay, no Jannah. Alright, I got billions, I'm going to buy me a real estate. There is no real estate on that day. Because Allah tells us, فَرِيقًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقًا فِي السَّعِيرِ. A group of the people who will be in Jannah, may Allah make us from them. Ameen. The others, they will be in the hellfire. There's no between. There's no other thing. Now I'm here in this life. Yes, yeah, some people live in a mansion. Some people are homeless. And then there is those who are between. But in Jannah, in Yawm Al-Qiyamah, there is no between. Jannah, hellfire. Aynam. So we should advise our youth all the time. Tell them, don't be amazed with this guy. This guy, they're not your example. Our example is the Sahaba. That's your example. You want to be amazed? Be amazed at Abdullah ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Abbas, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, Anas ibn Malik. Those young of the Sahaba, when they were young, in the time of the Prophet, because they were young. Likewise, the teenage girls, they want to be amazed, they want to look up to somebody. Look at Aisha radiallahu anha, Hafsa. And look at these companions, female Asma. These are the ones you got to look up to. How they spend their life, their youth. Aina. Alayin, we close the window, we go back to the book, inshallah ta'ala. Qala Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah. Wa qad wasafa Allahu al-murabi bi annahu kaffarun athim. قال تعالى في سورة البقرة يمحق الله الربا ويربي الصدقات والله لا يحب كل كفار أثيم فأخبر سبحانه أنه لا يحب المرابي وحرمانه من محبة الله يستلزم أن الله يبغضه ويمقته وتسميته كفارا أي مبالغا في كفر النعمة في كفر النعمة وهو الكفر الذي لا يخرج من الملة لا يخرج من الملة فهو يعني يكفر النعمة التي أنعم الله عليه ثم يذهب ويعصي الله سبحانه وتعالى فهو كفار لنعمة الله لأنه لا يرحم العاجز ولا يساعد الفقير ولا ينظر المعسر. شيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى says الله سبحانه وتعالى describes the usurer as a sinning disbeliever, as a sinning, and this disbeliever here, they translate as disbeliever, but even though the Shaykh says he could mean a disbeliever, but as a sinful, and also he could be as a disbeliever. Okay? So it will be better in the translation if they say Allah described the usurer as a sinful / disbeliever. Okay? Not a sinful or a sinning disbeliever, okay? The reason why I mentioned this, because the Shaykh, Salih Hafidhahu Ta'ala, he mentioned, in the like of this ayah, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, ayah 276, Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah destroys interest and gives increase for charities. And Allah does not like every sinning disbeliever. See here, they translate kafar in athim. Literally like that. Okay, but which we understand what disbelief is, because sometimes not all when the ulama they mention and they explain some of the ayahs or the ahadith that mention this word kufr, which is usually literally word for word is disbelief. But you should know that some kufr is duna kufr. In the text, even though you hear this word kufr, but it is kufr duna kufr, meaning yes, it disbelieves, but doesn't take person out of Islam. Okay? Now.
Say that again, please.
Usually when you hear kufr, what does that mean? Disbelief. When you hear kufar, in English? disbelievers. Usually, what do you mean with that? What comes to you? Disbelievers mean what? They're non-Muslims. But that's not always the case. Sometimes you find the kufr, which is disbelief. Usually is disbelief, but there is two types. There is a type of kufr that take out of Islam. If a person fall into that, he is not a Muslim. And that's what the people, most of the people, they when they hear kufr, their mind go to that. However, there is a type of disbelief that doesn't take person out of Islam, still Muslim, but in a bad shape. No. Ahsant. That's what we come into now, being ungrateful. That's what it is. Kafar here, I was looking for that word, Jazakallah khair, because here in this ayah, kafar, it means, as Sheikh Fawzan says, someone who's been ungrateful. Not a disbeliever, meaning non-Muslim. He's still a Muslim, but ungrateful, as related to the ni'am of Allah and the favors of Allah. There is, I give you an example to make this clear. The Prophet ﷺ once he advised the women in Eid, and he advised them to give charity. And he told them, I saw you to be the majority of the people in the hellfire, the women. And it doesn't mean that the men say, hey, the majority, so we're minority, hey, I got a chance. No. You got to do what's... no math, man. Don't rely on logic when it comes to Jannah. It's obedience. Al-Ittiba. Anyway, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said to the women, when he said that, they say, one of the women says, why, O Messenger of Allah? Why we, meaning women, are the majority of the inhabitants of the hellfire? Why? So the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says, لِأَنَّ كُنَّ تَكْفُرْن. Because you disbelieve. See? She said, we disbelieve in Allah? He says, no. تَكْفُرْن al-ashir, you're ungrateful to your husbands. See? Even though he used the term kufr, but it doesn't mean disbelieve, meaning not a Muslim, but mean being ungrateful. And he explained, he says, for indeed one of you, meaning the wives, if her husband been nice to her for years, 40 years or so, what the hadith says, I don't remember now, but, and then she see from him one bad thing, she will tell him, I never seen any good from you, period. And they be ungrateful to the good that the husband does. Of course, not all the women do that. See, that's a kufr, but it's not the kufr that take out of Islam, being ungrateful. The Sheikh is going to explain it in here, inshallah. So he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that He does not like those dealing in riba. Accordingly, deprivation of the divine love means being hated and detested by Allah. So if Allah doesn't love them, so that means that Allah hates them, okay? And detests them. So now why would a person after this, now after all this ayat and what the Shaykh mentioned, be amazed with somebody who deal with riba? Want to be like him? Want to be his friend? You know, how are you going to befriend someone who Allah hates them? Don't love them. Rather you advise them and have some pity towards them and tell them, do something, man, before death come upon you. Because death does not give you a time to rectify the matters. Okay? So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls the one dealing in riba a kafar, ungrateful. Even though here, those who have the English translation, please take notes, and I need a pen too, so I can correct this. Jazakallah khair. Because here it's not like, it's better to say ungrateful. Ungrateful is better. Even though Sheikh Fawzan is going to say some of the ulama, they mentioned that it could be disbelief, and he gave reason for that. So, but ungrateful, it's better. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls the one dealing in riba is being ungrateful. Okay? The word disbeliever, See, here you go. Now, after they used it in the translation, okay, they said the word disbeliever may be interpreted according to two meanings. You see? But now, if you don't pay attention to this, you may take it as, oh, everybody who do word riba is disbeliever. La. So he says, the word disbeliever may be interpreted according to two meanings. As for the first one, it refers to the person who is exceedingly ungrateful. You see? Now they mention it. Exceedingly ungrateful to the favors of Allah. Yet he disbelieves does not mean that he is no longer a Muslim. You see? He says, this doesn't mean that he is no longer a Muslim. Like we mentioned to you, is kufr al-ni'mah, to be ungrateful. In other words, the usurer shows ungratefulness to the divine favors, but still believes in Allah. Still believes in Allah. How he show ungratefulness? The Sheikh explains that this is due to the fact that this person does not show mercy towards the disabled. He does not help the poor, nor grant a respite to the insolvent person until the latter circumstances allow him to pay, meaning to settle his due debt. See, that's what the Murabi. The Murabi take advantage of the people. If someone borrow money from him, or he's dealing with him in any way, when the time comes, if they don't pay, it's like, look, I will give you more time, but I'm going to add more money. And that's riba.
That's what the bankers do.
Hey, the banks, that's what they do. Okay, no problem. We give you more time, but they add more charges. And that's riba. It's going to become clear later on, inshallah. Now, rather, in Islam, a person should help. If someone has money, Allah give him that money. Halal. Alhamdulillah, Allah give it to him. So he's supposed to help the poor, the needy. This doesn't mean that he has to give charity all his money. Yes, he can give debts. He can lend people money. But then if the people cannot pay, he should do what Allah says. Do good actions, the good things. Give the people break. You know, accept from them what they can give now and give them more time for the rest with no charge. Or give them sadaqah. Take half of it and tell them the other half. It's alhamdulillah. Jazakallah khair. Tafaddal. No problem. Go ahead. It's yours. Not like, okay, you don't have it? Yeah. I'll give you another month. But 20% charge. That's riba. Alhamdulillah. So with regard to the second meaning, but the Shaykh said, وَكَذَلِكْ الْمُرَادُ قَدْ يَكُونُ الْمُرَادُ أَنَّهُ كَفَّارُ الْكُفْرَ الْمُخْرَجِ مِنَ الْمِلَّةِ إِذَا كَانَ يَسْتَحِلُّ هذا القيد. إِذَا كَانَ يَسْتَحِلُّ الْرِبَى. حسن, تريد القلم؟ خذ عندك. قال إِذَا كَانَ يَسْتَحِلُّ الْرِبَى وَقَدْ وَصَفَهُ اللَّهُ فِي هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ بِأَنَّهُ أَثِيمٌ صيغة المبالغة. ليس آثم فقط وإنما أثيم أي مبالغ في الإثم منغمس في الأضرار المادية والخلقية. So the Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, after he mentioned, give us this very important detail that you have to remember. Don't just hear the word kafar, oh, this purple riba is kafir. لا. It means, first of all, he's ungrateful. So he's still Muslim, but he's ungrateful by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and by putting people into hardship. Look at those people. They just keep the people in debt, from one debt to another. They're ungrateful and they're not merciful. He says also, the second meaning, the word here, kafar, may refer to the actual disbeliever who is no longer a Muslim. Yes, it could mean that too, but with a condition. This is when is such a person deals in riba, deeming it lawful. That's when the person who consumes riba become a kafir, a non-Muslim. When he says, now, riba is okay, it's halal, akhi, talking about. And some people, they have these ideas, subhanAllah, they're dangerous. Just because they put money in the bank, that's their money. That's his million. Okay? And he, instead of invested, now they're going to put it in the bank because the bank give them 3%, for instance. So 3%, how much is that from a million? 30,000? 30,000.
A month.
Yeah, a month. 30,000 a month, a lot of sins. For me, nothing. I don't want a dime of it. Alhamdulillah. So now they're like, hey, why work? Just put it in the bank and collect 30,000 a month. Every month, 30,000. Alright? But then they disobey in Allah. You see how it is? 30,000, that's a lot of money, right?
In a year, that's more than 300,000.
Huh?
In 10 months, that's $300,000.
That's good money?
That's crazy money, you know what I'm saying? You're sitting in America. Huh? You know what I'm saying? That's silly. I'm sitting there thinking how many sins you grab. How much money that is? $300,000 just letting that money sit in the bank. SubhanAllah.
But that's a good thing or a bad thing?
No, that's a bad thing.
Very bad
that's
thing.
Extremely bad. Extremely. What you're saying now. You know what I'm saying? I knew better, but I'm just saying, I'm just sitting there thinking about 3%. So.
What about if the man has $100 million? Huh? Don't pass out, inshallah. Give some water, man. You see how it is? Yeah, it's crazy money, but that's haram. All right, I should use only a small fraction. This man got $10,000. $10,000, 3%, what is it now? $300 a month. That's nothing. What, $300,000 a month, that's still nothing. Because it's haram. It's haram. And also, those people, they're giving him $30,000, but they're using that million for other things. You see? They're using that millions for a lot of haram. So he's not only he's collecting haram money, but he's helping those
bankers
to just go and cause a lot of corruption. Mm-hmm. Don't let the money get in your heart, huh? Amen. So when this ayah now that Allah mentioned kufr in it, the person who deal with riba become a non-Muslim, when? Who knows? When he has like a billion? When he what? 2 billions. Five. When he what? Ah, ahsant. Amen. Doesn't matter what the numbers. When that person say, hey, come on guys, what you talking about? This is halal, huh? This is my money. Huh? Now if he deems it, that's a disbelief, walayyadu billah. Okay, so that's a problem. Because now he's deeming something lawful that Allah made it unlawful. That's the problem. Ayna. I hope this is clear to you, huh? So don't whenever somebody do riba, you say, oh, he's a kafir. No. He's ungrateful to Allah, still Muslim. But he's doing something very despicable and very bad. Okay? But if that person says, look, God, I don't know what you're talking about. Riba is halal, man. It's okay. You know, he don't see nothing wrong with it. And I ain't going to hear nobody tell him it's haram, it's halal. That's kufr now that take out of Islam. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes such a person in this verse as a sin in disbelievers since he is immersed in committing sins and wholly engulfed in enjoying the material benefits illegally acquired from riba and at the same time causes harm to others. Subhanallah. You see what it is? Not only that he's immersed in haram, but he's causing harms to others. Look at the bankers. You know how much harm they cause to others? Societies, individuals, families. And no mercy. Miss a payment or two, send the sheriff. They take the property and they don't care where they're going to go. No mercy whatsoever. If you don't make a payment, they don't know that this man who's paying or this woman paying for the past 17 years, they don't care. No mercy. That's why Islam, alhamdulillah, you don't have to worry about these things. You gotta free your heart. You worry about the hereafter. You don't worry about the car. Worry about a house. Now you worry about, are you going to make it to the Jannah or not? That's the main focus. Worry about a car. Even if you lose a car, buses are still running. Problem. Railroad. You can get a bike. You can walk. It's not like if you lose the car, you lose your legs too. Nah. Still have legs. You can walk. You can get a bike. You can buy a car, not a brand new, but mashallah, may give you some trouble, but only in this life. Now you're going to be riding the biggest car in the world and get a lot of trouble in Yom Al-Qiyamah. Which one will we choose for ourselves? Alhamdulillah for Islam, ya akhwan. Alhamdulillah for Islam. Nah. قال وقد أعلن الله الحرب منه ومن رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم على المرابي لأنه عدو لهما إن لم يترك الربا ووصفه سبحانه وتعالى بأنه ظالم قال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وذروا ما بقي من الربا إن كنتم مؤمنين فإن لم تفعلوا فأذنوا بحرب من الله ورسوله وإن تبتم فلكم رؤوس أموالكم لا تظلمون ولا تظلمون. The Sheikh says furthermore, Allah سبحانه وتعالى and also his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam have declared war against the usurer. So this person now, that some people they want to be like him, and they look, what happened? How much he make? 30,000? He don't even have a job. He don't need a job. This man got a million. 30,000 a month? Well, hey, this man, he's in a war against Allah and his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. How you want? Allah has declared war against this person. Doesn't matter, fake smiles, cars he drive, but Allah has declared, and his messenger declared war against this person. Since he is an enemy of Allah, the murabi, he's an enemy of Allah. So how are you going to be impressed by an enemy of Allah? An enemy of a messenger of Allah. Unless he stops dealing riba. So the person who deal with riba, usury, interest, he's an enemy of Allah and he's an enemy of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as long as he's dealing with riba. If he stops, make tawbah, alhamdulillah. Nah.
Does that count? Both of those kufrs? Both of them?
Nah, he's an enemy of Allah.
Both of them?
Nah. Thank you. Allah described the usurer as a wrongdoer. Allah says in the ayat 278 and 279 in Surah Al-Baqarah, O you who have believed. See, Allah addressed the believers. O you who have believed, fear Allah and give up what remains due to you of interest. Give it up. Give riba. If you should be believers. And if you do not, then be informed of a war against you from Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But if you repent, you may have your principle. The principle. Thus you do no wrong, nor are you wronged. Allahu Akbar. SubhanAllah. And of course, a rhetoric question. Who can stand a war against Allah? Allah al-Musta'an. He will run from a scorpion. Can somebody see scorpions? Hey, I'm here, looking for me. You run from a little tiny creature of Allah. Why you run from a scorpion? Huh? You know, who's bigger, the scorpion or a cat? I'm asking you a question. A cat, but people usually sleep with the cat, right? Huh? No? First time you heard this? A cat. It's okay to have a cat in the house and a dog. And a dog too, right? Nice puppy. Chihuahua yellow. No?
Not a puppy.
No, never
I mean,
puppy.
Not a Chihuahua.
Not a Chihuahua. What has to be?
Before Islam, I had something bigger than that.
No, you don't have a dog, but you cat is okay. But you can't have a snake with you, sleeping with you, snake, a rattlesnake. Huh? Yeah, those are fake snake. Talking about real snake, they have venom. Huh? And don't play no games. Not a pet snake. Talking about real snake, man. Huh? You see it and you lose order. I know. You run away. Right here. Ahsan. Subhanallah. This is very important, ya ikhwan. So, war, ya ikhwan, war. So now this is tells us to this is how despicable this act of riba. And don't be look materialistic now. Yeah, he has a lot of money. No, he has nothing. He has a lot of trouble. That's how you see it. With more money, more trouble. So who wants to be in trouble with Allah? You don't even want to be in trouble with the law. Right or wrong? Exactly. Now you want to be in trouble with the Creator? Allah al-Musta'an. May Allah have mercy on us. Now, so this matter, ya ikhwan, of riba, I have to take it a very serious matter. Alhamdulillah, you want to make some money, you want to live in a better house, you want to drive a better car, it's okay. But do it in a way that is pleasing to Allah, the way that is lawful. Don't let the dunya fool you. Don't follow your desires. Follow the orders of Allah. When your nafs or your family or people around you are making reckless decisions and they want to pull you into that, you're like, wait a minute. That's what pull a lot of people now. They like, why? Because they've been like paying the rent and struggling. And then they see other people who they went to the bank and now they have a house, a bigger place. And sometimes shaitan is very tricky, you know. And people, they put themselves in a bad situation because they be hanging with the wrong people. How much she paid? 1,000. Oh, come on. Did he tell him or she tell her, look, you know, that her husband, he moved them from that, whatever it is, and they got a big house to themselves, and even the mortgage is even cheaper than paying rent. And they don't pay attention how it's done. Disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and subjecting themselves to this threat that is in the Quran. And then yes, inshallah, in the next class we're going to read to you from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Ahadith. Just a selection, selected Ahadith. So that whenever you see someone dealing with riba, don't let them fool you. Tell you, oh, he's still paying the rent, you could be living in a nice house and you're going to be yours. Want no house if he's going to come like that. Aynam, subhanAllah. So this is very important, ya khwa, for us to understand. Nas'al Allah as-salamu al-afiyah. وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا